Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest trends in pop culture. I am your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who is going to be having his day of reckoning, our good friend, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay. I will say this, your voice definitely sounds tired.
Does it? Well, it should, because I am tired.
It just, like, sounds so drained.
For those of you that don't know, I just got out of work and I ran here from work because my coworker was late for her shift, and so I was behind on podcasting thanks to her. So I was a bit stressed from that. And it was like one of the worst 2 hours straight in my life. The last 2 hours of the shift were brutal. So
brutal as in boring or brutal as in busy?
As in crazy busy. Like, I normally don't get stressed about stuff, and even I was at points of stressing out because I had so many open shifts I had to get figured out. But you know what? The girl that was late to relieve me, that's now her issue, so that's her punishment.
Okay, well, I mean, as long as you got to hand it off on somebody else, it's not your problem anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Those 7 open shifts are her problem now.
Oh, jeez.
Anything exciting for you?
Yeah. Besides all the yawning and all the working and all the not working even because I was too lazy and didn't check my calendar. I really hope my bosses don't listen to this. It's been okay. Yeah, nothing super exciting. I applied for some jobs and I'll probably hear back on Monday. Yeah.
Now, are you applying for jobs because you missed one of those shifts?
No, I'm applying for jobs simply because I hate working for, like, close to minimum wage. I need a job where I actually feel like I have financial security.
That is fair.
For those that don't live in Canada, it's actually a well-known fact that you need to have a job about $22 an hour, which in Canada, depending on what province you're in, I think ours is the highest at like $15 an hour. But in Canada, you need to make $22 a month to comfortably be able to afford a 2-bedroom apartment. And to me, I just think that's ridiculous.
I don't know where he got these stats from, because I am living comfortably in a 3-bedroom apartment and I only make $19 an hour. And I don't even work full time.
Yes, but you have 4 people splitting the bills. This is one person affording a 2-bedroom apartment all by themselves, with everything that a normal person would have bills for. So
why does a normal person need 2 bedrooms?
Well, okay, let's say, for instance, one for the bedroom, one for the office. Yeah, that's probably what the one person needs a 2-bedroom is about.
Okay. I'm pretty low on money too, but that's just because it was Boxing Day yesterday and I spent $600 worth on stuff.
Jesus Christ. I still have my Boxing Day shopping to go, but what I think I'm going to do is pay off the rest of my credit card and then just go pay for shit off my credit card again.
Yeah, and none of it was for me. I just did everyone's Christmas shopping. Christmas is done.
Well, lucky you. I still got probably over 10 people to shop for.
Yeah, I did them all, except for my mother. I got to work on hers, but hers is pretty simple, so I'm not too concerned. Yep, got everyone's Christmas shopping done. And yeah, this week for me was relatively chill. It was pretty much just me watching a bunch of movies, and then the last 2 days was me panicking and having a bunch of craziness going on. For the craziness, I can't really address that right now. It is confidential. I don't think I'm legally allowed to say anything.
Oh, what the fuck?
But as for the chill stuff, I just binged a bunch of movies. I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for the first time. I watched It Chapter 2 for the first time. Nice. I watched 1/3 of The Irishman, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's 1 hour and 10 minutes. So that's pretty nice. Awesome. Yeah.
I'm only half an hour in. Yeah, and I've now started this thing with watching movies where I have a notepad with me and I actually take notes like I'm actually reviewing movies.
Oh, very interesting. I think I'm going to have to rewatch The Hour and 10 Minutes because that was a few days ago. And already I feel like it's very overwhelming because I feel like I'm missing some information. It's a lot to process, that movie. So
It's something else.
I might continue watching and then if I'm really confused, I'll rewatch it. But it's not too bad so far. And then I even watched the live action Beauty and the Beast, which I've seen before. But yeah, I watched it again because Andrea really wanted to watch it. And so she didn't want to watch any of the other films that I listed. We watched that one. And the only reason I'm bringing that movie up is I got to say, my whole theory about good Disney animated films being turned into live action films and they'll always be horrible, I retract my statement. I love the live action Beauty and the Beast. So there is exceptions to my rule.
Well, glad to see you're keeping your mind open with these things.
Yeah, I was watching it and I was just looking at the movie and halfway through, I'm pretty sure I just stood up and went, wait a second, this is against what I believe in. I thought this was a horrible movie. I've seen it before. I don't remember it being great, but maybe it's because I had wine and I was with Andrea. Whatever it was, it's a really good fucking film. I guess it's time to get on to the stories here. The first one, which was pretty popular last week as well, but there's just a bunch of updates this week, and I kind of thought, all right, we'll finally talk about it. And I'm kind of glad we did. I finally looked into it, and this is quite a story, and that is Tesla's Cybertruck.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing last week, and then like as soon as like Monday or Tuesday hit around, it was like it fucking blew up on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw stories about it a few days before we did, like a day or two before we did the podcast. I was looking up stories. I saw stories about this, but I didn't see it trending and being so popular until after we recorded. But yes, this is really hitting news by storm here. And man, you've seen the presentation they did, right?
With the no, I haven't. With the F-150.
There's two of them. Yes, the one I have here is the F-150, but the first presentation was on stage with The Rock.
Oh.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Okay. I'll talk you through it, all right? Close your eyes and imagine this. It is, okay. And then afterwards, you'll have to watch this. This is why I need to talk about this story. It is hilarious.
Okay.
So they go on, and they brag about how indestructible this car is. This car is a Titan. It is the Cybertruck. It's the truck of the future. Nothing can destroy it. It's like the Titanic of vehicles.
Yeah, well, that's not really a good comparison.
Yeah, well, it really is the Titanic of vehicles when you hear this story. So they take the hood of another car, and they have a sledgehammer, and they put a dent in it after one swing, you know, showing, oh, those peasant truck doors, they can get dents from a sledgehammer. And then they take the sledgehammer and hit the Cybertruck. No dents. It bounces right off. And the audience is applauding. I swear they paid the audience. They're like, oh, yes, very impressive. It didn't dent the vehicle. So the audience is totally eating this shit up. Now we go on to the second stage, which is the window. They take a rock and they throw it at a normal car window. Obviously, it breaks it. And then he gives the rock to Elon Musk, and he goes, bro, I want you to take this rock and I want you to throw it at the Cybertruck window. And Elon is like, how hard do you want me to throw it? I want you to throw it as freaking hard as you can, Elon. I want you to freaking nail this Cybertruck window. It will not scratch it. He takes the rock, throws it against the window, it shatters. Okay, well, let me clarify. It completely concaves in, but like it doesn't break apart. And so after he throws it, the presenter just stands there awkwardly and just stares at the window. And he's like, that's what we wanted. See, it did not break in, guys. It didn't break through.
Yeah, totally not a scratch, right?
It did not break through, guys. To get a better understanding, Alex, remember my car? Remember my car window getting smashed in?
Kind of, yeah.
It's the exact same thing that happened, where it just concaves in, but didn't go through. I guess that's exciting. Anyways, then to redeem himself, it only gets better. He gives the rock back to Elon. He goes, Elon, break the back window. It will not shatter. This time we'll redeem ourselves. It will not break this one. Same thing happens again. He breaks both windows. Of course, after the second one, he goes up, up, up. Didn't break through. Do you guys see that? It did not break through. I am sorry. Who goes to their car and they're like, oh wow, someone tried to break into my car and they completely smashed in my window. Well, they didn't break through, so like, that's good. Who looks at that as like a success? The window costs more than whatever's in my car. Either way, you have to replace the freaking window now. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's hilarious. Especially the Cybertruck. Have you seen photos of this vehicle?
Yes. It doesn't even look like a truck.
It's a funky looking thing. And you know what that means, right?
Controversy.
Those are customizable windows, so you have to pay extra for those windows. So if someone breaks through the window or indents it, it's going to cost way more to get those ones fixed.
Honest, if I'm being completely honest, if someone goes out and buys a Cybertruck, they're going to find some way to make those windows like indestructible. You can make indestructible windows or next to indestructible windows. It's called plexiglass.
This was the greatest presentation ever, especially because the truck was on stage the whole presentation. So for the rest of the presentation, which was a large majority of it, you see the smashed windows behind him the whole time. It is quite a view.
I need more of that in my life. That's brilliant.
A lot of people kind of have their tinfoil hats on and they kind of go, do they intentionally do that? Obviously, they could have made windows that would have been indestructible. Do they do this as like a way to get more publicity for this vehicle? I think it's possible.
Possible.
I'm not on either side of this. I don't know much about vehicles. I don't know how much of a travesty this would be. I just personally think it's a hilarious story, but maybe they intentionally did it.
I'd buy it.
But the Cybertruck does not stop there. They then released a video of them doing a tug of war match against a Ford vehicle. And yeah, obviously, the Ford F-150, and the Cybertruck won the tug of war. It dragged the Ford across the road by the rope.
Mm-hmm.
And Ford has responded on Twitter saying they want a rematch, but they want to drive the vehicles.
Okay.
They said that was an unfair matchup. They intentionally made the Ford not drive as fast as it could. And they're saying, you know what? Give us the keys. Let us show you that the Ford can kick your ass. Like, the gloves are coming off with Ford. You don't fuck with the Ford.
Jesus.
That'd be great if Ford kicks Cybertruck's ass and Cybertruck just constantly has all this bad publicity.
And then I'm just going to laugh at the fool that paid probably a ridiculous amount of money to buy this thing.
It's actually a fairly cheap car.
What?
Yeah, you can pay a down payment of $100 to be on the waiting list to get the vehicle. And then the vehicle itself is $40,000?
Really?
I might be wrong on that. To be fair, I quickly just skimmed through some information on it. I'm not intending to buy it, so I didn't really look. But I believe it's something around that price range. It's pretty cheap. I think it's because they're releasing a few and they want to test the waters.
I need to search this up.
All right, so while Alex is looking up the price so we can confirm it on the podcast, there's another news about this truck. The truck just keeps on giving. This is another good reason why we didn't do the podcast beforehand. And yesterday, I believe, or maybe it was 2 days ago, relatively soon, the very first Tesla Cybertruck was seen in public. Someone has already gotten the first truck and they're already driving it.
Well, okay, I do got the prices, and it depends on what type of Cybertruck.
Well, yeah, obviously the worst one's 40,000.
Worst one's 40,000.
That's not bad.
Then the next one is 50.
Okay.
And then the top range is 70.
Honestly, still cheaper than I thought.
It's pretty standard with a bunch of other trucks. Like, I remember I figured out how much a new Ford Raptor was, and I think that's more expensive than the top range Tesla truck.
Yeah. The Cybertruck, it's good for your wallet. Car doors are indestructible. I don't know about the windows, but the doors are.
Honestly, I'd buy one of those new Jeep Gladiator trucks before I'd buy a Cybertruck.
Here's a hot take. I would buy the Cybertruck.
You would buy the Cybertruck?
And by I would buy it, I mean I would want someone else to buy it for me. But if someone came up to me and said, Quentin, pick any car, under 50 grand and it is yours, I'd pick the Cybertruck.
Really?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's hot right now. You think you want to drive some normal car? That's nothing cool. Cybertrucks are in.
Bro, have you seen a Jeep Gladiator? Do you know what a Jeep Gladiator is?
I do not, because I do not know vehicles.
Basically, take a regular Jeep Wrangler and stick a flatbed on the back of it.
See, I have a bed at home, so I don't need that. What I need is a Cybertruck.
But the Cybertruck doesn't even have, like, a tailgate. It's a slopey back thing.
I like it. It is spunky. It is cool looking. Hold on. It's not cool looking. It looks like a piece of shit. But I love shit. I'm excited about it. I think this is awesome. You know what this is, Alex?
What?
This is Tesla. They looked at their vehicle and they said, you know what? Okay, let's be real here, guys. The window sucks. This car isn't that great. We're not even that great of a car company. They looked at the blueprints here and they said, you know what, guys? This sucks. You know what we need to do? We need to just put the word cyber in front of it. We just need to change the look of it. It looks different. Have you seen the inside? The interior is gorgeous.
I have not seen the inside.
It's really nice. So yeah, they just changed it all up. Good to go.
Hmm. Okay.
I think this is exactly what car companies should be doing now. We've all seen the same looking cars. They gotta shake things up.
Fair enough.
I would want to be like the shape of a shoe next.
You want it to be the shape of a shoe?
I don't know. Some kind of cool shape. You gotta spice things up. Imagine this, Alex, right? Close your eyes, right? Imagine this, okay? It is called the Wiener Wagon. Okay, sorry. All right. Even better, right? Close your eyes.
Okay. Yep, eyes are closed.
The car company Volkswagen has just announced their brand new vehicle, the Volks Wiener Wagon. And it is a vehicle in the shape of a hot dog. And you can get three designs. You can get one with a red stripe on top, a yellow stripe on top, or a green stripe on top to represent ketchup, mustard, or relish. What Those are your color choices.
What if I want a brown stripe for like bacon or barbecue sauce?
Maybe like if you want the $70,000 wiener wagon, then sure.
The $70,000 Smoky Mobile.
Yeah, I think vehicles should start. I think car companies need to start upgrading. They took the word truck. You know what a truck reminds me of? Mater from Cars. Rusty garbage.
Mater from Cars. Okay.
Yeah, you know, just it's just such a boring name now. Truck. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like the name you give to like a fat person that no one likes in high school? You just call him truck. Oh, there's truck. It's the big guy. Now you got to spice the word up. The word's boring. You had the word cyber in front of it. It's now futuristic. It's now badass.
Ooh.
And hopefully this becomes a success.
Yeah, I want to see this happen.
So we are living in the future now. People from 1960 would look at their mom and be like, Ma, I can't wait till 2019 when there's Cybertrucks. Well, you know what, little Jimmy? Your wish has come true. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something else that I'm excited about was Black Friday. Obviously, you know, Americans, they had Thanksgiving. Congrats, guys. I'm glad you all had a great time. I'm envious because I starved that day and you guys all had food because I'm poor. But what we could all celebrate in was Black Friday. Yes, Canadians celebrate that too. And with that came Cards Against Humanity, once again, having another brilliant marketing tactic. Really, Cards Against Humanity, they nail these kind of things. I respect them. They had this event where they would have a bunch of the Cards Against Humanity writers, the people that work for the company.
Mm-hmm.
On air, they had to work together to think of new funny card ideas against an AI robot.
Ooh, okay.
And the contest was if the writers could think of better cards, better jokes, they would get a raise. If the AI robot beat them and the AI made better, funnier cards, all the writers would lose their job.
Fair enough.
So their job was on the line for this event. They went live as they were trying to think of cards. I have some of the jokes that the humans thought of and the AI thought of, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do a little game here. I'm going to read you a card, and I want you to tell me if that was a human joke or an AI joke. This one is Luigi's presence.
I'm going to say human.
That was an AI card.
Motherfucker.
How about sitting on my son's bed thinking I could kill him right now?
Well, that's just creepy. That is human.
That is also AI.
Ugh,
all okay. Right, we got unwelcome sexual attention from grown men.
That's human.
That is human.
Yeah, okay.
The amount of emotions a peanut would be capable of holding.
Amount of emotions a peanut is capable? That's a robot joke.
That's definitely a robot joke. When I read that, I was like, that's the most robot joke I've ever heard, because that makes no freaking sense. All right, how about getting sad for no reason?
That's a human joke.
That is a human joke. We got a pointless job at a soulless corporation.
I want to say that's human, but I think it's robot.
That was human.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And then we got 3 hours of pimple popping videos.
That's human.
That is. And the final one here is the glue that holds the sky together.
That's robot.
Yeah, that was robot. Some of them you could definitely tell. So looking at all those, Alex, who do you think won the contest?
Human.
Yes. Human. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think the human should keep their job. I do think sitting on my son's bed thinking I could kill him, mm-hmm. I think that was relatively pretty good. But it also makes me a little bit concerned. Are the robots actually thinking of killing people?
I wouldn't be surprised.
How you could figure out who the winner of the game was is during Black Friday and during the day of Black Friday, you can either buy the pack of cards that the AI wrote or the pack of cards that the humans wrote, and whichever one sold the most, that would be the winner. Since this just came out yesterday, we don't know who won yet. But do you think people would buy the AI ones just because they think it'd be funny to see if they'd actually get fired?
Maybe.
I'm a little worried that might be what we're getting, what was going to happen here. I'm a little worried for these writers. I think their stuff was better, but if I know people, I don't know, mm-hmm. they should start sending resumes out with you. You guys should be fighting for the same jobs. So let's talk about Papa John's Pizza.
Ooh, I like Papa John's Pizza.
So the actual Papa John, he was kicked out of his own franchise, you know, with some legal issues. Don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. But he has come on record to say that he is going to burn that franchise to the ground. They've kicked the founder out, and he is now vowing for his day of reckoning. Their time has come, and he will make sure they pay for what they did to the founder of Papa John's.
Well, this sucks because I like Papa John's.
I hate Papa John's.
You son of a bitch.
To be fair, I've like never bought their pizza.
You cannot make a valid opinion then.
Every time I'm craving pizza, Papa John's is not up there. But maybe it is now after this. I think it's hilarious. It's like a movie. He's like Thanos, and he's going to vow the day of reckoning on this company. This should be a job for Mar Superwoman. She should take care of this.
I mean, I'm down for some more Mar Superwoman.
Yeah, but no, this is a great interview if you haven't listened to it yet. I did. It's pretty great. It's pretty much just Papa John going on a rant about how robbed he was. Now he's the victim. And it's great. I love it. I think all people should really make a fool of themselves. It's hilarious. So if you were kicked out, let's say hypothetically, Alex, you were fired from your job because you skipped one of those shifts you were talking about. If you had the option to have an interview, what would your catchphrase be? Clearly, this really caught on him saying he vows for their day of reckoning to come. What a line. That's like Shakespearean quote. That's poetry.
Special stuff coming from Mr. John.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, John really knows how to make a top story here. So for you, Alex, what would your big poetic quote be?
If you're gonna deliver a shot, deliver the cum shot.
Where do you work again?
I'm not gonna say. I may or may not got a part-time job that you don't know about.
Does it rhyme with constitution?
Yes, it does. It does rhyme with constitution.
Then that is a very appropriate line then.
Yes, very appropriate. So what would your line be?
Well, I don't work in that field, so I can't have as iconic of a line as what you just delivered.
I would hope that you wouldn't.
There's nothing that comedic with my kind of industry. I kind of like what you did there. Let's think of like other jobs and what would an iconic line be for that field of industry. Maybe if you are fired from being a police officer, you can say, I guess I don't have blue blood anymore, but I got blue balls.
Oh, dang. I was hoping you'd go along the blue blood thing, because I was thinking, I'm like, okay, if he doesn't do something with that, I'm going to think of something to do with that.
What's another good one? Well, low-hanging fruit here. If you're a firefighter, you can say, no matter how many fires I put out, I can't put out me getting fired.
Smart, smart. If you're a chef that gets fired, you can say, good luck on the next episode of Kitchen Nightmare.
It's pretty good, especially if you worked for Gordon Ramsay. That'd be really perfect.
Oh, yeah.
So thinking of all these puns and everything, now it's starting to make me think, maybe Papa John's quote wasn't so iconic. Would it have been better if he said, I'm going to give him a pizza my mind.
I'm going to serve them a real slice.
Yeah. I'm starting to think Papa John kind of screwed it up. To be fair, still great quote. Not going to hate the guy. I thought it was hilarious. But he should have went for a pizza joke. He kind of missed the low-hanging fruit there. It was right there in front of him.
He had it.
That is it for Papa John. Well, who knows? Maybe in a week or two we'll talk about a new Papa John story where he finally gets his reckoning and who knows what he does. Maybe he finds all 6 Infinity Stones. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
So onto a new thing that I'm going to try out here. I was just thinking about it and I thought, you know what? We don't really talk about memes that much and they're always constantly going on. It's always constantly trending. But we tend to just avoid them. So I thought, you know what? There's always a meme every week. Instead of talking about every single week, that's a lot of work. We'll do a new segment. On the first week of every month, we'll look over the last month. And this is the first week of December.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure we'll do the first monthly meme of the month. Now, I list off the top 3. Maybe there was more that came out this month. Alex, you'll maybe have to fill me in on this.
Mm-hmm.
But the 3 I put down was the OK Boomer meme, the Tell My Child meme, and the Baby Yoda meme.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything? Those are the big 3 this month, right?
Not off the top of my head. And let's be honest here, it's a final 2.
Oh, it's a final 2. You're just going to kick one off right now?
Yeah.
Which one are you going to kick off?
OK Boomer.
Oh, do you have something against OK Boomer, or do you just don't think it counts?
No, I think either of those. I just don't think they've had the same social media bang as the other two have.
Okay, so you're going off like worldwide spread.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, got you. I don't know. I might disagree with you. I've seen a lot of stuff about OK Boomer. There's lots of YouTube videos of like people now doing boomers versus millennials. I've seen a lot of things like that where this month really has been the boomer versus millennial showdown.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten into a lot of fights with Andrea about this meme. She doesn't like it.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't say it to her. She just thinks it's a very rude meme, and I think it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Might be a hot take, but do you know the Sure Jan meme?
Sure Jan?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's not very well known. It's probably a very underappreciated meme. I love it. It's one of my favorites. It's one that not many people know. I think it's great, and I use it a lot. You pretty much use it whenever someone says something that you think is completely incorrect. You just go, sure, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
So if Andrew would say something that I think is completely wrong, I would go, sure, Jan. And she gets very upset because she goes, my name's not Jan, my name's Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets very upset about that. And I think OK Boomer is the same thing, but it's just a lot meaner because that's making fun of their age and the generation. You're kind of like isolating a whole generation. I think sure, Jan is like a nice, happy, calm version of it. Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, I'm with you. Let's just kick OK Boomer off to the side. I like it. And I like it more than one of these other two, but there's just a better version of this meme. So I don't think OK Boomer is even needed. And really, I see people say it to older people a lot this month, and it is kind of mean. If you're not intelligent enough to think of a rebuttal, so you just end up saying OK Boomer. I don't know. It's kind of like low-hanging fruit. Come on. Actually think of a response back.
Yeah. Come on.
All right. So meme in the month. Let's figure it out. We got two memes here. Tell My Child and Baby Yoda. Which mm-hmm. one do you think is the superior meme for this month?
Oh, see, this is hard. Because I think both have their strong ones. And I think both have their, like, okay. I mean, as soon as Baby Yoda came on the screen in The Mandalorian, you knew this was, like, huge. Oh, my God. People are going to fucking, like, kill each other about this because this is fucking ridiculous. And yet, the Tell My Child meme, it's so simple, yet it's really fucking funny, some of these. This is hard, but I'm going to say it has to go to Baby Yoda.
I don't think this is hard at all, and I completely disagree. I think Baby Yoda is a really bad meme. I don't like it.
Really?
I think it is so overhyped. Disney Plus knew that they would just make a cute looking Yoda and they'd make people go crazy. It's nothing special. Yes, Baby Yoda is cute. Do you know what else is cute? A normal baby. Anything that's a baby is cute. It's nothing special. I see a photo of Baby Yoda and go, oh yeah, that's a cute looking Yoda. Like, he's adorable. But I don't instantly go, I need to make a meme off of this. While Tell My Child, I think, is the best of the three. I think Baby Yoda is worse than OK Boomer. But I think Tell My Child is the best of the three. I think some of the, oh, Tell My Child, like, okay, that wasn't that funny. I could have thought about that in 5 seconds. But I think some of them are really clever. I think it's pretty fun. So I would probably put my bet on Tell My Child. But I get why people like Baby Yoda. I'm not a big Star Wars guy, so maybe that's why.
Maybe you haven't seen the best Baby Yoda meme of them all.
Oh, maybe I haven't. Did you just send it to me?
I am about to send it to you. I sent it to you.
Attachment unavailable.
What the fuck?
That was a pretty good Baby Yoda one.
All right. I'm about to fix this thing.
There are some good Baby Yoda ones. I get it.
Wait for it. There we go.
I've seen better ones than that.
Really?
I don't like that. Yeah, I'm just not into the Yoda craze. I'm not a huge Star Wars guy. I don't really like babies to begin with. So none of this really appeals to me.
Barbaric monster.
Probably one of the best Baby Yoda ones is Yoda saying, do or do not, there is no try. And then Baby Yoda responds, Boomer, okay. I like that one. That one was pretty good.
That's wow. That is so meta.
Have you not heard of that one yet?
No, that is so meta.
I know, it's great. I like that one. I like the Baby Yoda one. It's good. The memes were great this month. I loved it. I'm doing meme of the month in honor of the memes because they were great.
Oh yeah, we had two very solid memes this month.
So we'll keep track of that for next month. We'll see if there's any good December ones. Well, one more bit of news before we go on to sports. And really, it's two different stories, but it's all about Star Wars. No, it's not Baby Yoda, but we got the Star Wars script that was leaked. One of the stars had it on the bottom of their bed, and when someone was cleaning their room, they found it and tried to sell it on eBay.
This I heard about this story last night. And I looked at our podcast notes. I'm like, oh, thank God he has it in here because this story is hilarious.
this is clearly just Disney hyping up their movie, right? There's no, like, we have no actual information on the script. You think the guy that would have sold it would have read it?
Like, it's a lady caretaker. I doubt she knew anything about Star Wars.
I think the whole thing's a set just to get people more hyped for the movie. People are like, wow, they even tried to leak it online. No one bought it. Disney picked it up afterwards. It was just to make a big story, I think. I don't know. I feel like we would have heard some bit of the script by now. The other one is someone did get to see the Star Wars film already. No, it was not the caretaker that picked up the script from the bedroom, but it was someone that got an advanced screening because they are terminally ill.
Aww.
So they got to see it early.
Make your heart go...
My question is, why is he not leaking the movie?
Maybe he respects it. Like, I mean, come on. I respect the decision. But I mean, this reminds me a whole lot of Ryan Reynolds. And when he did that advanced screening of Deadpool with the kid that had cancer in Alberta. It reminds me a lot of that.
Yeah, there's a few movies I've heard done this before, so it's nothing too crazy.
It's nothing new, but I mean, whenever it does happen, it's just like, good for you.
Yeah, no, I love when people do this, when companies do this. I think it's great. I am surprised of all the times people have done this, I don't think they've ever once leaked it.
Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe they just respect the property that's there.
I'm sure they have to sign a contract where they can't leak it, but you would also think they're kind of like, YOLO, I'm going to die in a few weeks, I might as well leak it.
I got nothing left to live for, let's fucking do this.
Especially if you really hate your parents and they're going to be stuck with the legal issues.
Oh, no.
That'd be one way to get back at them. This is what you get for not letting me go to that summer camp in 99, Mom!
This is what you get for not pulling out, Dad.
Whoa. Wow. So on to sports, I guess, because I have nothing to add to that.
The most awkward transition ever.
Boomer, okay.
This is what happens when we don't have a script.
Yeah, if only we got the script from under the bed of one of the Star Wars actors. Yeah, I tend to have some working jokes or scripts for us to talk about, but now I guess we're just gonna let you make jokes about pulling out.
I mean, I've done a cum shot joke and a pulling out joke. This is a low week for me. Let's get to the sports here before I really make a mess of myself. So the first big hockey story that came out this week was Calgary Flames head coach Bill Peters was alleged of making racist comments and assaulting his players back in 2009 and 2010 when he was a junior head coach. Now, since those allegations came out on Monday, the coach wasn't behind the bench during practices, wasn't behind the bench during the games, and now he's officially stepped down / been fired as the coach of the team. So this has brought up the topic of, like, what should stay hidden in locker rooms, the toxic atmosphere of locker room mentality and whatnot. And I'm not sure if you have any comments on it, but this is probably the biggest story of sports week anyways.
It's just sad to see another man do things like this.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward now. Very interesting topic that sports now has their own kind of little mini Me Too movement.
Very exciting. It's another reason for me to love sports more.
Okay, well, we're gonna get rid of the little bit depressing sports story a little bit here.
I don't want to say anything rude to Bill, but I kind of wished his dad pulled out.
Oh, geez. Anywho, this next story, it's not really great if you're a guy named Josh Shaw and you're a professional football player.
Well, good.
But for the rest of the world, it's a very interesting story to talk about. Any case, Arizona Cardinals cornerback Josh Shaw was suspended indefinitely through at least the conclusion of the 2020 season. So not this season, but next season, in regards to something that he did. Can you take a guess as to what he did?
I think he was betting.
Are you just doing that because you read the title?
Yeah.
I didn't really think that through. If I knew I was going to have you guess, I would have labeled it differently. But in any case, yes, that is correct. Specifically, he was betting on NFL games, which is apparently very illegal. In a quote by the commissioner, "At the core of the responsibility to safeguard the integrity of the game, there's a longstanding principle that betting on NFL games or on any element of a game puts at risk the integrity of the game, damages public confidence in the NFL, and is forbidden under all circumstances. If you work in the NFL in any capacity, you may not bet on NFL football." It's very simple as that. Now, apparently, Shaw did this back in 2018. He went to Las Vegas casinos with friends from high school while he was in the NFL and placed sports bets on NFL games, and now he's facing the punishment for it. This seems very weird. What are your thoughts about this being suspended such a long time for placing bets on football, even though there was no evidence found that this actually compromised games or there was some sort of insider trading?
Does not matter. I completely stand by this suspension because I used to work at McDonald's, and if you played the McDonald's Monopoly and you were an employee there, you would get fired. You were not able, so you can't be part of the betting when you're part of the industry. So this guy would have known that going into, yet he's still betting for it. There's a reason why he's still betting on it, because he thought he could get away with it. He has a bit of the ins and outs. Obviously, he doesn't have an actual advantage, but he theoretically could, just like McDonald's. You can't actually have an advantage from McDonald's Monopoly, but theoretically, you could pull all the stamps in the back room until you get all the actual winners.
It makes sense. It's the same thing when I worked at Roger's Place, when I used to cook there. Even though I was contracted by a company to work there, if I were to go and pay for a ticket to go see an Oilers game and win the 50-50 there, it's normally like, it's well over $50,000 a night if you go and win 50-50. I wouldn't be allowed to claim it because I worked in the arena. And the same thing would go for family members if they went to a hockey game and won the 50-50. Although I think the rule was behind that is I couldn't be working the same night. But still, their rules on the 50-50 are extremely strict if you're involved in any way in the staffing of a hockey game there.
Want to hear something crazy?
Let's hear it.
Same rules for McDonald's. I could not have any of my family members use their free muffin from McDonald's Monopoly.
Really?
Obviously, they would just go to a different store, but
yeah, obviously.
You know. But they couldn't win any of the big prizes, which also, no one ever wins those.
Here's what you do. They hand it off to their friend. They claim it, and then the friend gives it back.
But that's the thing. Alex, do you know a good friend that would give you back a car?
I'd make someone sign a document that says, I give you this Monopoly piece. You go hand it in. You cash in the prize. You give the prize back to me. Simple as that.
I know, but I'm only laughing because what are you going to do with that document? You literally couldn't show it to anyone because then they would just take the car away.
It's a legally binding document. If they take the car, I sue them.
But you legally are binded to not use the prizes.
But it's a civil matter between myself and the person that I'm suing. It has nothing to do with McDonald's. Well, okay. It kind of has to do everything.
Okay, let's say hypothetically, you worked at McDonald's. You gave me the tickets for a car. I got the car. I like the car, especially if it's a Cybertruck. Imagine if you win the Cybertruck. So let's say I won the Cybertruck. Would you be okay if I don't give you the truck because I really wanted the Cybertruck, but I let you have a ride in the Cybertruck?
That's a good deal. I'd take it.
Yeah. Yeah, you would get permanent shotgun position.
Permanent shotgun position. I like the sounds of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you would hate it, but you know what? I got the Cybertruck, so I don't even need a girlfriend at that point.
I was kind of really hoping Andrea came back in the room.
Yeah, I definitely would not have said that if she was in the room. All of a sudden, she just kicks the door down.
I was about to say she's at the door listening. But in any case, those are the two big sports stories.
That is it for this podcast. You could follow us at poptopic_pod. I've been slacking with posts, so I'll get on that, and then, you know, it'll be worth your while following us on Instagram. And until next time, I am Quentin, and you will be seeing me competing against AI for my future job.
Let me see what I can do here with.
I got a good one for you.
All right, shoot me with it.
And I'm Alex, and I wish my dad pulled out. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I'm kidding. Well, what was your actual one?
I kind of want to. I haven't thought of one. I kind of want to use that.
Oh, you could use it.
And I'm Alex. And I wish my dad pulled out.
That's a good one. All right. Well, see you later, guys. I'm going to go to bed. Bye.
And I got to go to bed too, because night shifts suck.
Yeah, I'm with you.